I believe that pleasure is more important now than it ever has been.
Welcome to the Sensuality Academy podcast, where I share tangible techniques to help you embody your femininity, enhance your sex life, and elevate your relationships. I'm your host, Eleanor Hadley, sensuality coach and founder of Sensual Yoga. Now, let's unleash your inner sensualista.
Hey there, beauties, and welcome to episode 6 of the Sensuality Academy podcast. Firstly, thank you all so much for your amazing support of the podcast so far. For everybody who has left an amazing review, who has subscribed, left a 5-star rating and shared the love, thank you, thank you, thank you. I really appreciate it. And if you haven't yet, it would absolutely mean the world to me if you could. It really helps to get the message out there. So if anyone comes across the podcast in the future, they know that it's worth tuning into. So thanks. Okay, enough of that. Today, I want to talk to you about prioritizing pleasure in a pandemic. And yes, I do like alliteration. So this week, as I sat down to record, I really debated whether or not to choose, you know, one of the topics that I had lined up from the very long list that you all very kindly supplied me with when I first floated the idea of a podcast past you a couple months ago. I got lots of submissions on topics you wanted me to talk about. So yes, that's going to come. But I was also thinking, should I mention the C word? I know the one. I know you know the one I'm thinking of. Honestly, while I think that it's very important that we focus on other things right now and don't get all consumed, I feel that it would be really neglectful of me if I didn't actually mention the huge global pandemic that is hitting us right now. It's having a huge impact on many people, and most likely you are included in that. Now, this episode is not about coronavirus. Don't worry. I'm not going to go too deep into that because I know you're probably really bloody sick of it by now. But having said that, I'm aware that a lot of you right now are at home in quarantine. I know that at the time of recording, right now in Melbourne, Victoria, here in Australia, we are basically on lockdown. And a lot of countries around the world already are, and you might be going into lockdown soon as well. So we're spending a lot more time at home than we ever have. And quarantine life brings up a lot of emotions for a lot of people. I wonder what emotions you're feeling right now. It's pretty crazy out there. And of course, given my area of expertise, I almost said sexpertise, but that kind of works, doesn't it? Given my area of sexpertise, of course, the thing that I am interested in the most with this whole quarantine situation is how your pleasure is being affected right now. So just in the past 24 hours, I have had about 4 different conversations with people who have brought up their concern about sex during quarantine. So for the singles, this is a fear of not getting any sex. Or if it's people who are not living with a partner, there's this fear around, oh my gosh, when is the next time that I'm going to be able to have partnered sex? And then how to cope until then, what am I going to do? And then for the people who are actually living with a partner and on lockdown with their partner, their beloved, their lover, their husband, wife, their significant other, whoever it is, they're potentially considering how do we maintain desire and not drive each other absolutely crazy. So one of the people that I spoke with today, they told me that, you know, something that came up for them when they were thinking of, okay, where should they be during this pandemic and what they're going to do was this concern about, I don't know when I'm going to have sex next. And that's scary to me. And it is a concern. And they told me that they'd mentioned this to another friend who whose reaction was, oh my gosh, how can you possibly be thinking about sex during a pandemic? And that's a normal response for them. And for a lot of people, maybe you're the same. Maybe it's the furthest thing from your mind because your body is dealing with anxiety and stress and pressure. But I want you to know, and this is what I'm going to talk about in this episode, that if that came to your mind as well about the lack of sex, potential lack of sex, that's totally normal because sex is a basic human need. So right now, we're all really struggling with the notion of extended isolation and what that means. Human connection is one of our most basic human needs. Most of us, you know, during everyday life, we connect on some level, even though this might be more surface level, you know, not very, very deep connections, but just actually connecting with people each day, saying hi to someone on the street, working in an office, getting a coffee, whatever. So we have these sort of surface level connections. But what most of us really, really deeply crave is intimacy. And this can be platonic or romantic intimacy. Intimacy is all about allowing yourself to be authentic with someone, being close and connected and having that sense of trust. So a lot of us are not only missing just regular connection with other humans, but we're missing that deep connection. Maybe we've always been missing that deep connection, but right now it's definitely going to be magnified for a lot of us. And so when we look at connection, that's basic. We need connection. We're communal creatures. As much as a lot of us live solo, work solo, like, hey, hello, putting my hand up over here, I live solo and I'm an introvert and I'm an earth sign and a bit of a homebody. And I'm also a solo entrepreneur. So I work from home a lot of the time and it doesn't bother me. Obviously, I'm not a complete hermit. I do see my friends and go out and do things, but it's not as uncomfortable for me as it is for the extroverts of the world. And they're definitely struggling a lot more than us introverts in this situation. So back to connection being so, so basic on our, human needs. Then you've got, if you take that a bit deeper, you've got intimacy. And we all need intimacy, both platonic and romantic. Intimacy is not something that you just have with someone that you're in love with. You can have intimacy with your best friend. You can have intimacy with people who you don't have sexual feelings towards. But then if we take that even deeper down that spectrum of connection, intimacy, then you have sex. And sex is also a basic human need. And I think that it is remiss to think of it as frivolous and like an extra added bonus. I really truly believe that it is a basic human need. And if we are not having sex and enjoying sex and connecting with people in that way, then yes, we are going to be struggling. Except if you are asexual or you don't have that desire. But I do believe that for a lot of us, it's a basic human need. It's simply an extension of human connection. So to actually make love with someone is the most intimate thing that you can do with another person. It's highly intimate. It can be incredibly connected if we're present. And that's a little caveat, but the topic of present versus detached sex, that's a topic for another day. I'll definitely do a podcast episode all about that sometime. So sex, as we've established, it's a basic human need. We know this. Well, I hope that we know this. And for many of us, we're facing an undetermined amount of time separate from others in many ways, as well as sexually. Right now, we're probably feeling unsettled, scared, confused, angry, sad, overwhelmed. Some of us might even be feeling relieved. And you know what? That's okay. They're all totally understandable and natural reactions to what's going on. And just a side note, I really, really want to encourage you to feel and allow yourself to feel this full spectrum of emotions right now. What's happening in the world is bonkers, just straight up bonkers. So in this time, I would actually argue that pleasure is more important now than ever before. We now have the time where we are, and I don't want to use the word stuck at home, but we are at home and that's where we have to be for a time. We don't know how long yet, but we have this time and space to really drop in to our pleasure. And when we're experiencing something that is so left of center, something that none of us alive have really ever experienced to this degree before, that's not true, but you know what I mean. It's a strange situation and there's a lot of feelings and stress that come up with it. I believe that pleasure is more important now than it ever has been. The ultimate stress reliever. So you've got a nice little tool in your toolbox there, so to speak. So I want to encourage you now to prioritize your pleasure. Promise me you will prioritize your pleasure. In fact, I hereby give you permission to prioritize your pleasure above all else right now. And when I say pleasure, I'm of course referring to intentional and mindful pleasure. So there's a really big difference between being present with your pleasure and being detached and, you know, doing something that kind of numbs you out. And I know that the stereotypical example is like Netflix and like starfishing on the couch. Sometimes when I say starfishing, people don't understand. It's like imagine you're like your arms and legs are splayed out like a big starfish and you're just laying on the couch. Anyway, starfishing on the couch. And you know what? That can be really pleasurable if we're present with it. There's other things that you might be doing that are numbing yourself out because things are stressful. And I just want to encourage you to be gentle with yourself and be mindful and aware. So when I talk about being present and aware with your pleasure, it's about really putting it first and making it something that is front of mind and really making it like a mindful practice. So pleasure can mean so many things as well. And right now, actually, I'd love to challenge you to come up with a list of your top 10 most pleasurable pastimes. Seriously. Bonus points if you DM me or post it to your story and tag me. What are your top 10 most pleasurable pastimes? I'm really going hard on this P alliteration today, aren't I? I want you to think about what you find so much joy and pleasure in. And they can be little things, non-sexual things, absolutely. But, you know, I'm going to focus a little bit on sex today because we all need sex. So what brings you pleasure? I know that right now you are likely being absolutely inundated with courses and projects. There's absolutely a million and one activities that you can do right now. And a lot of people are taking that up. And I think it's wonderful. You know, if you don't have work to do anymore, you've lost your job or you can't be working as much as you usually would. There's not things that you're leaving the house to do anymore. It's a great time to, you know, upskill and to learn things and dive into other passion projects. And I totally recommend that. But I would love to gently suggest that you don't necessarily have to do or achieve anything right now. Now is actually a time to be incredibly gentle with yourself and, yeah, spend more time indulging in your pleasure. If you're coupled up and in lockdown with your partner, see this as a time to rekindle your desire for one another, to really explore each other's pleasure language, to make your lovemaking deep and sacred. I'm planning actually to do another episode about communication in relationships and navigating cabin fever and any triggers that come up during the lockdowns. So if that sounds appealing to you, please DM me on Instagram and let me know, and I'll be sure to prioritize that episode. Now, if you're solo during this crazy time, you know, more actually, maybe your lover is in another state or country, or simply just a different suburb, and you're just not allowed to visit them because you understand the importance of flattening the curve. Or maybe you're just single, but you're concerned about when you'll get sex next. We still don't actually know how long these lockdowns are going to go for. So this is the perfect time for you to commit to your own personal exploration and self-pleasure practice. And maybe you're already onto this. The Sun actually came out with an article that shared that sales of sex toys have risen by, okay, get this, 13% since self-isolation was introduced in the UK, okay, 13%, by 71% in Italy, and the best, an impressive 135% in Canada. Go Canada. I think that is fucking brilliant. So maybe take a leaf out of Canada's book. How can you prioritize your pleasure right now? I've got a few ideas for you. So first things first is get in touch with your body more. Right now, I'm betting that you're up in your head a lot. So let's try and shift your focus and your energy to your physical body instead. Try giving yourself a nice sensual oil massage, or take turns with your partner. You can use some natural oil like coconut or jojoba, and maybe add in some skin safe essential oils if you've got them, and make it really long and luxurious. You have the time now, so dive into something like that. Now, my favorite way to enjoy self-massage with oils is fully naked in front of the mirror with some really sexy music on. It is the best. Honestly, go ahead and just like seduce your damn self. It's amazing. Now, secondly, another way to prioritize your pleasure right now is to take a leaf out of the books of the UK, Italy, and Canada, and get yourself some toys. I'm pretty sure that most online stores are still shipping, so why not experiment with some new toys for either solo play or partnered play? Personally, I love using crystal pleasure wands and also yoni eggs, and I'll be doing an episode all about these topics another time as well. So let me know if that interests you as well. But these toys are so, so beautiful to work with. But I highly recommend right now, definitely explore a little bit more and really try and find new ways of reaching climax rather than just doing, you know, the standard way that you might be used to and your body might be kind of trained in, if that makes sense. Now, also, I'll have a link in the show notes to some of my favorite places to get genuine crystal sex toys, so check that out. Orgasms are amazing for your immunity, so get on it. Seriously. Okay, third, this is the perfect opportunity to work towards becoming multi-orgasmic or exploring ejaculation control for the fellas. I'll share a lot more on this another time, but I swear this is a total game changer. And it's the way to unlock really, really deep pleasure and, of course, extended sex sessions. So look it up, have a practice. Again, rather than just doing the usual, you know, left, right, around, I'm thinking of that scene in Friends where Monica's like, a one, a two, a one, two, three, or something. And then she's like, seven, seven. Has anyone seen that? Anyway, I hope that you have and that you're like laughing along right now because you get it. Otherwise, I might sound crazy, but that's okay. So highly recommend taking this time to practice being more multi-orgasmic, extending your pleasure, practicing non-ejaculation, if those are the parts that you have. It is so amazing when you allow yourself to really extend out your pleasure rather than it being just this goal of I have to like just quickly have an orgasm and get it over and done with. You got plenty of time. Keep on keeping on. So all of these things you can do solo or partnered. And there's actually one more pleasure practice that I want to float by you. And that is cyber sex, phone sex, sexting. So do you have a lover who isn't in quarantine with you? You can take this time to take some really epic nudes, give them a call, send some steamy voice notes. You're both at home with plenty of time. So don't be afraid to initiate something really saucy. It's a lot of fun and it forces you actually to get really creative. So give that a whirl. Now, I hope that this episode has inspired you to really prioritize your pleasure during this pandemic. And remember that you are multifaceted human beings. And you're capable of holding and feeling many, many emotions at once. Yes, you can be concerned about the state of the world and experience joy and pleasure at the same time. Maybe not at the exact same time. Maybe you can. I don't know. But you can hold all of these emotions within you. You don't have to choose one end of the spectrum and stay there. So give yourself permission and prioritize your pleasure. That's all from me for now. And until next time, stay safe, stay home, and of course, stay sensual. Thanks for listening to the Sensuality Academy podcast. Before you go, I want to invite you to take my free quiz to discover your pleasure language. This really quick, fun quiz will get you started on your journey to explore your own pleasure and how to communicate this with a partner. Plus, you'll receive a bonus worksheet with journaling prompts to dive even deeper. Check it out now in the show notes or head to eleanorhadley.com/pleasure language. Also, don't forget to share with your friends, post it to your stories and tag me over on Instagram @eleanorhadley. Enjoy!